7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Today. Let's lock the door. Oh. All right, we got to do this. We got to start now. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Ghouls Committee. That's right. It's another exciting episode of the Dubious Ghouls Committee. My name is Tobe and I find myself once again, outdoors on a, well, you know, I want to say a beautiful day, but it's, I don't know if I would go so far as to say beautiful, but, you know, it's, again, it's one of those 5-degree days, and there's no wind. Hold on a second. Ugh. There's no wind, but there's no sun, but, you know, what are you going to do? I don't know. So, I am outside today, and I am at the heronry, because that's where I like to be. Now, the heronry is, of course, in the Papio Valley, along with all the other fun things that we enjoy, like Tranquility Park and Heronhaven and every freaking thing else. So we need to find someplace else to go. I mean, I spent a lot of time today trying to think about where it is that we needed to be. And well, I know that we've been to Tranquility and Heronhaven a million times in the last few days, so I decided to come out here. There's nobody out here. It's kind of a slow day. I'm looking up into the heron trees. I can see all the nests, but of course, we don't have any herons up there. Hold on. What? What was that? I smelled something. Don't know what it is. Huh. So I'm making my way towards the creek, the Papio. And I really should look up which Papio this is. We got a bunch of Papios. Is this the little Papio? Is this the big Papio? Or is this the West Papio? I don't know. All right, I gotta take my glasses off because, well, I thought I saw some, well, there's some dog tracks in here, but it looks like there might be some other tracks in here as well. But I can't, see, like right here. Oh, this, wait, this does look like deer tracks. Okay, I'm taking my sunglasses off. I don't even know why I have them on, because the sun is not shining. The sun keeps thinking it wants to come out, but it's very cloudy today. Very, very cloudy. All right, so I'm now, well, I was going to say under canopy, but there is no canopy at this time of year. I'm now in the trees. I'm pretty much below the heron nests, and I'm trying to look down into the creek. Got lots of flowing water, little ice shelves along the edge, because, you know, it's been so warm. It's been warm. And Okay, I'm going to stop right here for a second. And look down in here. What do we got? What do we got? Nothing. Where is everybody? Because it's winter, it's hard to find dudes. Oh, but everything is so nice out here. All right. I'm checking the bases of these trees for... Oh, look at that. For anything weird. Meaning, I'm looking for mushrooms and stuff. But, you know, come on. What time of year do you think it is? It's winter, but there's a golf ball right down there, and it makes no sense. Tub, did you put that golf ball there? No. Oh, wait. There's something weird. Looks like the creek is flowing the wrong way. Huh. Weird. There must be a little breeze making waves. All right. I also considered maybe we should go somewhere else. Maybe we should go to, like, OPPD. Go to the Arboretum, yo. But, I don't know. I sort of thought, nah. Alrighty. Here's another real nice mushroom zone with lots of logs and cool stuff, but... nothing going on here. I'm just gonna keep on walking up the creek. I'm walking upstream. And I got the softball field complex off to my left. Ugh, slippery mud. I looked down, and then I slipped. I'm gonna walk over here. Okay. Let's, where's the best place to do this? Let's go up here a little bit further. Let's look down here into the creaky business zone. Alright. where are we? We're at our favorite place to kind of get down on here under the side of the creek here. So, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. And we can go over here. Yeah. All right. Now we can see some stuff. And what do we see? Hear that? Oh, I thought that was ducks. What the hell was that sound? Now I'm hearing it up there. Oh, it is ducks. Okay, hold on a second. I saw something brown and fluffy moving through the grass over there. It might have just been a squirrel. But we're going to keep watching that. Okay, I am hearing quack, quack, quack. There was some quacks coming from downstream. I don't see them. But if as I look upstream, yes, we have some... ooh, we got a lot of quackers up there. We got a quack zone. Wow. I can't tell what they are because we're better than 65 meters away. But there's ducks up there. And I think there's a bunch of ducks on that little island. I don't know what kind of ducks they are, but going by the sound, I want to say mallards. And they kind of look like mallards from here. Where'd that little brown fluffy tail dude go? He went into that pile. Okay, we need to move. We need to, we need to do what, Tob? We need to go see what all these dudes are doing. There's some kind of duck party up there. Nobody invited me to duck party. And we gotta see... you know, I haven't seen a squirrel pop out of that little spot. That couldn't have been a moth. That was too small, and it was too What's the word I'm looking for? Fruitage. No, that is not the word I'm looking for. All right, what I'm going to do here now is keep walking up the bike path, which sort of exits the little forest band next to the creek, and it comes around this big stand of, what is this stuff? Is this the bad stuff? Is this the high bush cranberry? The invasive species of plant that's taking over the Papio Valley? It might be. Kind of doesn't look like it though. I sort of thought this was sumac, but no, this is not sumac, but there's sumac up here. Oh, and we have sounds. What did I hear? Somebody went jumping, hopping. Was it a little bun? It might have been a little bun. Was it... Ooh, what's this? Oh. Okay, so there's these white little dots on the dark-colored mud of the path. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 or 10, maybe 11. Let's say a dozen. And they're exactly 6 millimeters in diameter. And I thought, ooh, little mushrooms, little white dot mushrooms. Maybe they're little puffballs. No, it's way too cold for mushrooms. These are not mushrooms. These are just airsoft pellets. Kids have been running around in here shooting each other with toy guns. I got no problem with that. Oh, here we got some squirrel tracks in the light. Ooh, path. Look at this. Okay, so there's a very, very animal, very, very obvious animal path right here that leads through the grass and down into the creek. Let's take it. It is so wide. It is so big. It's abso-freaking-lutely ridiculous. All right, so what do we got around here? We got logs and we got stuff. There could be a den in here. We wouldn't be able to see it. We got trees. We got this little plateau. Yeah, see, animals have been... Oh, I think I spooked my ducks. Yep, there they go. There goes the next batch. Quack, 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 quack. I'm not even that close to them, but they heard me. They heard me talking. They took umbrage at my presence. Stupid ducks. And they went flying upstream. Oh, and we've got tracks in the mud. We got tracks in the mud right where this path comes out. Boom, 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 boom. Tracks. What the hell is that? We got good tracks. Oh, here's good tracks with claws. This is not marmot. This is toes. But, okay. Hold on a damn minute. Because I cannot immediately figure this out. I do not have my tracks and scat book with me. Because, let's face it, nobody carries those books around. And I was just going to say, I know what I'll do. I'll take a picture of these photo of these tracks. Because I brought my camera with me. But it is not turning on. So we've got all these great little tracks. What is this, a small raccoon? It could be. But no, the foot's not quite shaped the right way. But yeah, we still got flump, 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 flump. This guy has been running down the path. Oh, and now we gotta go to the bad zone. This is the part of the path where it gets weird and... how am I going to get down here? There's this little ravine. And we got to go through this ravine. And we can't go, like, on the path because, obviously, this is a low spot. It is now muddy. And it is very, very, very slippery. And instant death. Okay. I'm down. I am traversing the ravine. And there's lots of doggy footprints. There have been dogs. Okay. And I see places where people have been walking here, but have been slipping. So what I'm going to do, go to your knees, Tope. Yeah. Climb. Stand up. Ugh. I win. Oh, but now I have to do laundry. Because now my pants are dirty. I got mud on my knees. Not very much, but that's okay. Alright, so now I'm under the high power lines. And I got dog tracks on the path, but lost my little dude tracks. However, right up here, we now... Oh, see, here's another path that leads up to the creek. Which way do we want to go? Or just storm through? Let's go up here a little bit. Work our way up to this bit. And then we'll cross over to here. Oh, yeah, see? Okay. I'm going to pop right over this ridge. And what do we see? Nothing. All our ducky friends, they... Oh, now they can hear me again. Oh, here's two coming my way. Oh, cool. They are mallards. And that was awesome because they were flying below me. Oh, what were they running away from? Holy crap. Flying right above my head right now is an American bald eagle. White head, white tail feathers. Holy crap. Just flying downstream. He was, oh my God, look at him go. He's just cruising south above the patio. Holy shitin' onions. We don't see bald eagles very often on the Dubious Goals Committee, but it occasionally happens. Holy crap. Wow. And oh my God. Oh my God. There's another one following him. I was so busy looking the other direction, trying to see where he went, that there's another one following him. Okay, look back upstream, Tobe. Maybe there's another one coming. I'm looking upstream. Okay, let's recount what just happened. I was standing here, and I was talking about, oh, I can hear the ducks again. And so I was looking downstream, I mean upstream, and two ducks, some of the ducks that just went up there, two ducks were flying back downstream. And the cool thing about it was, is I could look down on them because, well, I'm higher than they are. I'm up on the bank, they're down in the creek, sort of. And they were flying along and going quack, quack, quack. And I was looking down and watching, there were two mallards, and as I was watching them, they flared right about here and then went to land, and I was kind of thinking, geez, what spooked them? What spooked them and made them come back my way, thinking that I'm the safer option? And that's when I saw that first bald eagle. He's just cruising. Woom. Holy crap. And then, of course, we saw the second one. Wow. Wow. The funny thing is, I haven't seen a bald eagle in a couple years. But we do get them here, and we do get them here in the Papio Valley. When I do see them, this is where I see them. I see them at Tranquility. I see them up on top of that hill sometimes. And then, of course, there was that time we saw, I saw one at Herrenhaven. It was early in the spring, like late March, early April. Holy crap, I'm just turning around. Nothing's beating that. We were looking for ducks. Who gives a crap about ducks when when you got bald eagles flying around, right? Am I right? Of course I'm right. Oh my God. Holy crap sticks. That was pretty damn amazing. And you know, I guess something amazing should probably happen on a day like today. Oh, wow. This is, after all, the 2,600th episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And originally, for the 2,600th episode, I was going to do some kind of 2,600 themed show. But, you know, that kind of didn't work out, and I sort of didn't feel like, I don't know, doing the research or setting the stuff up or anything like that, so instead we're out looking for bald eagles. Oh, yeah, now I'm trying to cross the ravine and I'm slipping and sliding. Okay, I'm back up. Oh, I'm good. Alright, where'd those birds go? Now we're just chasing eagles. Wow. I'm gonna take this path over here, I think. I'm gonna take the return path. Alright, I'm still staring up into the sky and stuff. Yeah, I can tell you what's going to happen. Those eagles are going to fly downstream. They're going to see Herrenhaven. They're going to circle around in Herrenhaven. They might even hang out there for a little while. And you know what? I'm kind of tempted to go there. Kind of tempted to go see if they're just hanging out. So yeah, bald eagles. Now the funny thing is I have a strange relationship to bald eagles because when I was a child, bald eagles were on the endangered species list. And we heard a lot about how many left in the wild there were. And we were told some extraordinarily frightening numbers. Like, there's only 6 left in the wild. There's only a dozen left in the wild. They are going to die out. They are going to die out in your lifetime. Okay, hold on. I see something in that tree over there. There's 2 big, large black things in this. Are those my birds? Let's go find out. You know, I grew up thinking, oh, I'm never going to see a bald eagle because they're extinct, or they're going extinct, right? And so, when I was about, how old was I? I don't know, 10 years old or so. I'm trying to remember exactly. Are those my birds? There's 2 birds, it looks like, in that tree. When I was a kid, I had the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. because the emeritus had to present a paper at some big important conference, right? Family vacation and road trip to America's capital. And so when we were in Washington, D.C., we went to the National Zoo and I got to see some bald eagles, some living bald eagles in freaking cages. And I don't mean like a big aviary cage. I mean like the kind of cage you would put a poodle in. And I'm just sitting there staring at that bird going, God damn, I'm never going to get to see one of these in real life. This is my only opportunity in my lifetime to see one. I got a good goddamn look at that bird, knowing that I would never, ever get to see another one. And I went, wow, things suck if we're letting awesome birds like this die. You know, the correct response. And so, imagine my surprise many years later when, oh, the population's coming back. And then I started seeing them back in the late 90s. Because I had to drive around in Iowa so much, and where's that damn tree? Where's those birds at? Where are they? Wait, was that the tree? Did they move? I looked down for a minute, and now I can't find them anymore. Where are they? I could have sworn they were in that tree right there. I had to look down because I slipped, because it's muddy. Yeah, well, so anyway. Yeah, you know, I also grew up thinking, oh yeah, there's nothing cool where I live. You know, if you want to see exotic animals, you got to travel. If you want to see exotic bugs, you got to go to a different continent. It's like, yeah, well, no. We do have great stuff here. Well, whatever was in that tree, bird-wise, is now gone. I don't know if it was my dudes or not. It could have been anything. Oh my God, and here's a golf ball right here. Oh, God damn it, you're not gonna believe this. It's a yellow golf ball, and it's a practice ball. Leave it, Tobe. Don't pick up the damn golf ball. It's not even golf ball season. All right, anyway, those birds in the tree, they might have been turkey vultures, they might have been hawks. I don't think they were. I think they were the eagles. But now, where did they go? They're huge. You'd think you could see them if they were just flying around. Where did they go? Oh my God. Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna start heading back to my car. We walked past it. Anyway, so, wow, the hell of a day. I didn't think I'd be seeing eagles today. You know, I was thinking, oh, maybe if we're lucky we'll see a deer or some turkeys out here, anything. Oh, and what did we get? Bald eagles. Big ones. Big birdie, a birdie, 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 who in the Papio Valley? Yay. I like birds. It's weird, I'm not really a bird guy. I'm not a little bird guy. I just want to see the big, large, dramatic birds. I want to see the birds that look cool, like wood ducks and mallards and mandarin ducks. I love mandarin ducks. So great. Oh, what other birds do I like? I like all those weird pheasants that exist in the world, and there are some really, really weird ones out there. Let me tell you. Oh, all right. I'm still scanning the skies for our eagle brothers. I see an airplane, but that's about it. Oh my God. We do see some awesome stuff here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I think I better go home, drink some tea.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Soy yo, soy yo.